Grace and peace be unto you from God, who is our Father and our Mother, and from Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. One of my favorite stories, I don't know if it's real or if it's apocryphal, but I think it goes to the heart of the gospel today. This is a story of an Orthodox bishop. And if you've ever seen an Orthodox bishop, you know that they dress really formally with a black long robe. They have a golden pectoral cross, and they have long beard. Right, a fancy hat. And so this story is about one Orthodox bishop that was visiting the Holy Land. Again, I don't know if this place is real or not, but the story is a good story. And he was told by somebody that he needed to visit this particular church where there was a statue of a laughing Jesus. That he had to go and see the laughing Jesus. He did not pay much attention to it, and he went to other traditional sites. But then on the last day of his trip, another person told him, remember that you need to go see the laughing Jesus. And so he decided to go and check it out. And when he went, it was a church dedicated to the Nativity. It was a church dedicated to the birth of Jesus. And there was a scene, but you could not see the scene because it was behind like the opening of the cave. And in order to see it, you have to lower yourself a little bit. Now, he could see the feet. He could see that there was something. But not yet. I'll show you. And so he wanted to see the scene, and so he started lowering himself so that he could see it. And then he began to see, he could see the animals, and then he could see the cave, but still he could not really see anything. So he kept going lower, and then as he got lower, then he could see maybe the body of the Virgin and the body of Joseph, but still he could not see Jesus. So he kept going down. He had to put his knee on the floor, and then the other knee, and then both hands, and then when he was all the way down, his beard was touching the ground, his cross was touching the floor, then he saw it. He saw the statue of baby Jesus. And yes, in fact, Jesus was laughing. He was laughing. And then all of a sudden, it hit him. He saw why Jesus was laughing. He saw himself, all four, all the way down with his fancy breast, this big picture, all the way down to the floor. And Jesus was laughing, and that he laughed too with Jesus. Now, the lesson for today is that if we want to see Jesus, we too have to learn to drop on our knees. We too have to learn to go all the way down there. Because it is there that Jesus has chosen to be. Because it is there where people that really are in need of God are met by Jesus. We have the tradition of looking up to the sky when we're praying. And sometimes the danger with that is that we might miss God, because God is not up there, or God is everywhere, but God is really down here. But we need to be willing to drop our knees. And we're not willing to do that. Sometimes we're too proud. Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge our need for God. It's kind of somebody that is very proud, very strong, and is trying to impress his friends, and does the stunts. I don't know, they're part of me or something like that, and then gets really hurt. Has a wound. And the friends are asking him, are you okay? And then he says, oh, yeah, I'm okay. But inside, he's bleeding. And he says, no, I'm fine. And then they say, well, let's go to the doctor to make sure they were fine. And then they take him to the doctor. And then the doctor asks, so what's wrong? And they say, oh, nothing. I'm better than ever. I'm fine. Now that person is never going to be able to get healed. In order to get healed, the first thing that you need to do is to acknowledge yourself and you need to love that you are wounded. You need to acknowledge that you are hurt, that you are in need of help. And sometimes that's scary, because that goes against our self-image. That goes against the image that we want to share with others. That sometimes we are broken, that sometimes we are hurt, that sometimes we need help. So in order to be able to be helped, to be healed, we need to acknowledge our need for people. We need to acknowledge our wounded. In second place, we need to realize that the person that is in front of us, the nurse, is there to heal me. And sometimes that's not easy to realize. Because when you show your wound to somebody and they touch it, ouch, it hurts sometimes. Right? And sometimes the way to heal the wound involves a lot of pain and things that are strange. Sometimes things like cutting. Right? Sometimes things like crawling. It really hurts. Now, this is very personal for me because you know that I accompanied my father through his illness. In the ICU. My father had problems with his pancreas, and for a month and a half now, he has been fighting for his life in Allen Medical Center. And one of the most difficult situations that we went through was when he woke up from one of the surgeries that they did. And he went into something that in the ICU they called ICU delivery. He thought that he had been hit. And he thought that the nurses and the doctors were actually trying to hurt him. And I don't blame him because he was in a lot of pain. He had been trying to remove his ventilator so they had to tie him down. And on top of that, because he was the pancreas and the liver, they were hurt. They could not feed him any food or any water. And he had been 5 days. And so my father spent all his energy, all his strength for days fighting those that were trying to kill him. That was so frustrating. And he kept getting better and getting worse. People actually, he had the ventilator in his mouth. And he actually shoot his way to the ventilator. Isn't that the way that we often are with God? We are scared of the healer. We are scared of the process of healing because it involves exposing ourselves to God. It involves exposing our wound to God. And it involves a process that can be painful, that can involve suffering. And yet, if we are willing to do that condition and fall on our knees, if we're willing to expose our wound to God, then we feel the power of grace. Then we feel what that great spirit calls the balm in Gilead. We feel that balm in the wound of our soul. And that balm is the word of forgiveness. That balm is the word of God saying, I don't know how long they were wounded. Even that can get us because of all our attempts to hide from God. And we succeeded in that. And Jesus said, I don't know how long. And now I'm glad that we're ready to be healed. And we hear the word of God, which is a word that does not say, oh, everything is going to be okay. But it's a word that says, everything is not okay, but I am with you. And I accept you. Even though your behavior is not acceptable, even though your actions are not acceptable, even though your sins are big, but my love is bigger, my grace is stronger, and I accept you as you are. Now, when we are willing to fall on our knees, to go down, and to expose our wound to God, and we hear the word of forgiveness, then we see other people that are in similar situations very different. We no longer see them with an eye of judgment, but we see them the same way that God has seen us. We learn compassion. We learn to see others the way that God has seen us. And rather than thinking, well, at least I'm not invited that guy back there, we actually go to that guy back there, and we tell them where we have found that bomb, where we have found grace, where we have found that power to remain.